A potential strike by workers at U.S. Steel is another development in what has been a roller coaster year for the company's Granite City operation. As St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports, decisions affecting more than 2,000 area workers are being made well beyond the Metro East.
One of the battlefronts has been Washington, where lawmakers debated legislation designed to fast-track the international trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The union says the pact could put Metro East jobs in jeopardy by making it easier for overseas companies to enter the U.S. market. And in May, steelworkers took their case to the streets in front of Congressman Mike Bost's Belleville office.
People think it's just steel industry that's affected. No, it's plastic, rubbers, tires, medical supplies, pharmaceuticals. It's everything.
To me, this economy is really in jeopardy, and if we don't do something, it's going to be a lot of people out of work, and that's bad, very bad.
Despite the concerns, lawmakers in D.C. approved the measure, which made it easier for President Barack Obama to sign the international trade deal, a package that United Steelworkers Subdistrict 2 Director Dave Dowling says is similar to the North American Free Trade Agreement.
NAFTA has had a devastating impact on manufacturing jobs, on the middle class, that has resulted in some of the wage inequity that is so prevalent in our society right now. Future trade deals, we fear, will continue to have the effect of NAFTA.
Some area lawmakers point to a nugget in all the paperwork that could be positive for American steel producers. Domestic companies now have options to act more quickly when overseas producers start selling in the U.S. at what could be below fair market prices. It's a process known as steel dumping. Congressman Bost outlined the benefits of the new rules during a tour of the Granite City plants earlier this summer.
Quite often what would happen is a plant would have to shut down so that they could then argue and say, see, we had damages. Now we can use the profit line, we can use other mechanisms so that we can then move forward and then aggressively go to the WTO and tell them this has got to stop, and then we can actually put tariffs in place to stop the dumping.
In addition to Washington, the fate of Granite City Works is also being played out in Pittsburgh. The headquarters of U.S. Steel is in the Pennsylvania city, and that's where executives announced in January plans to temporarily shut down the Metro East operation, only to reverse that position a few months later. In fact, the company seems to have completely changed its tune, as Vice President Jeff Turk told St. Louis Public Radio during a stop in Granite City a few weeks ago.
It's a very important facility to us. And, you know, there are a number of factors that we're constantly looking at to get our footprint and to make sure we're competitive and that we earn that right to grow and then we can grow profitably into the future. And so we view this facility as a big part of that.
The company has been adding equipment and is still expected to fire up a second blast furnace at the plant next month. Bringing it online will follow a decision by U.S. Steel to end steelmaking at a plant in Alabama due to a drop in global consumption and potential dumping by overseas companies. Through it all, Granite City remains resilient. Jeffrey Manuel is an associate professor of historical studies at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. He has studied and written about the history of the American steel industry.
That's one of the real defining characteristics, I think, of the culture of these places is a sort of stubborn tenacity to hang on in the face of bad times and to know even when the good times are there that this is the kind of thing that might be around the corner.
So with global supply and trade factors looming large, U.S. Steel and the United Steelworkers are hoping to avoid a strike and possibly strengthen the industry's future with a new deal. The clock is ticking. The contract between the company and its unionized employees expires Tuesday. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.